What did you take away from the first Jets game?
Well, it was a tough game. You know, came down to the last couple minutes, and they're a tough team. They always play us tough, a division team, so they know us and we know them, so it'll be a tough battle.
What are some of the challenges of preparing in a short week, other than the obvious physical, get your rest, get your playbook?
Well, obviously the time as far as your, you know, the mental part of the game goes. A lot of film study in a short period of time. You know, after that game that we just played, it really was a Wednesday in our world, so it's tough, but at the same time, they're in the same predicament that we are.
Does the familiarity help? I mean, is it the fact you guys play them, you know, twice a year?
Yeah, it does. It does help. You know, we know them as far as personnel is concerned, but teams change. Teams change over a couple of weeks as far as scheme is concerned, so you still have to do a lot of film study and a lot of studying up on the things that they're doing, a lot of tendencies.
It looks like you guys getting some stability as far as personnel in the secondary, you know, Devin and Steve at safe, Devin keeps here in Arrington. How important is it to kind of know those four guys, I mean, and plus the other guys, but that, you know, most of the time who's going to be back here?
Well, it's been two games. If you want to call that stability, but, you know, it's good to have guys back there that, you know, they're on a consistent basis, and those guys are playing good football for us. Something to build on, and we're trying to get better every day.
Have you seen them change much since the last time you played?
The Jets?
Yeah.
Scheme-wise, they're doing different things. They're healthier. Then the last time we played them, they have all their weapons. I don't think they have any injuries, to be honest with you, but they're doing a lot of things well.
When you have a guy like, you know, Chandler go down, but another guy like Jermaine step in, I mean, what does that mean for the defense to have that kind of consistency?
Oh, yeah, we always talk about having that next man up mentality, and Jermaine came in and did a good job. We have guys that they practice like starters even when they're not, so it's a good thing for us.
Coach Belichick always talks about season doesn't really start until November, December, Thanksgiving. Where is this defense at right now in that process?
Well, obviously, we're a work in process, progress. We're working, it's early in the morning, sorry. We're a work in progress. You know, we have to take it one game at a time, one day at a time, obviously. Like he said earlier, the consistency has to be there. We have to start games strong and finish strong.
What about the run defense? It looks like, you know, you guys were dominant for a while there and had a couple of hiccups the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, like, you know, we had a couple of bumps in the road, but, you know, at the same time, there are things that are fixable. We're still doing a lot of good things, but had to be more consistent.
How rare is it to see a guy get the trifecta, the strip sack, the forced fumble, and the fumble recovery once, right, maybe in a season or a career, but to see Ninko do it twice?
Yeah, it's very rare, and he's playing good football for us.
You were a guy that played a lot as a rookie. Do you talk to the young players about what it takes to stay fresh and stay consistent late in the year?
I mean, I think these guys know. You know, these guys have old souls. Like Chandler, he looks like an old man. So he does a lot of ice tubs and things like that. Dante, he's doing well. And, you know, we don't really believe in the rookie wall everyone talks about. We just talk about taking them one day at a time. And I think if you look at it that way and not try to look ahead in the schedule, you'll be okay.
Do you look at this as a chance to put the Jets away?
I mean, obviously, you look at this as a chance to separate yourself from the rest of the pack. You know, we handled the Bills, and now this is a big game for us to, you know, kind of distance ourselves from the rest of the pack.
How big a challenge is this physically, having to bounce back from a Sunday afternoon game and turn around and play on Thursday night?
I mean, it's a challenge, but at the same time, they're doing the same thing, so it's not an advantage or disadvantage.
Is it more mental or physical?
Well, obviously, your body's a little sore, but the mental aspect of trying to, you know, cram all the information in over the last couple of games about this team, you know, it's very mentally taxing.
Is it tough convincing your body today's Thursday?
Not at all. It's like Groundhog Day for me. Every day is the same. All right, thanks.
Thank you.